Welcome to PicCot Podcast. Today we are diving into an incredibly useful set of sources, all curated for you and all focused on one thing: turning that passion you have into real profit and influence through professional blogging.
That's right. For this deep dive, we're exploring 24 professional blogging tips for success, which was compiled by PicCot. And the material is, you know, it's highly positive, really actionable. It's designed to help you succeed, really, no matter where you're starting from. It's kind of a complete roadmap for building genuine authority online.
And our mission here is pretty simple, but it's crucial. We're going to unpack all 24 of these tips and group them into these key strategic pillars. We want you to walk away from this knowing exactly where to focus your energy, not just on the writing part, but on building real influence and eventually income.
Yeah, and what's fascinating here is how PicCot starts. It's not with the super technical details, but with strategy. The core insight is that blogging isn't just, you know, writing posts. It's about connecting, influencing, and earning. It's a whole venture that takes creative flow, but also business discipline.
Absolutely. So let's get into that first strategic pillar, which is all about building a powerful foundation. And PicCot starts by, well, removing friction. The very first tip is about starting simple. Maybe using a free hosting service like Blogger or WordPress.com at the very beginning.
Well, this isn't about being cheap. It's pure strategy.
Right.
The idea is to minimize what you could call technical debt. You avoid the headache of server setup, coding, all of that, so you can pour 100% of your energy into what actually matters at the start, the content.
That low-friction approach is so essential because it immediately points your focus to your most important asset, which is your passion.
Mm-hmm. The source really hammers this home. It emphasizes finding your niche by asking, you know, what's the topic that makes you completely lose track of time? That genuine enthusiasm, that's your gold mine. If you're not passionate, the content is just going to feel hollow. But if you are, that energy is just, it's contagious. It pulls readers in.
And that focused energy directly connects to building authority. I mean, if you're writing about green tech on Monday and then posting family recipes on Tuesday, you're just confusing everyone.
Your reader, the search engines, everyone.
Exactly. PicCot calls this the rule of staying on topic. It stresses that consistency in your theme is what builds trust and positions you as an expert. Authority is really built one consistent post at a time.
That is such a critical point. And once you've figured out what you're writing about, you have to prioritize how you're writing it. We can actually group a few of PicCot's tips into a focus we could call respecting the reader's time.
Okay, so this is about the look and feel of the blog.
Yes. For a professional blog, readability is just. It's non-negotiable.
I see several tips here that are really focused on making it readable, moving beyond just the words themselves.
Exactly. You have to prioritize clarity and simplicity. This means, you know, bite-sized paragraphs, using bullet points, plain language, wherever you can. And PicCot has a crucial detail here. You have to avoid posts that feel like a college thesis.
Right. People are scanning.
They're scanning for quick answers. They're not studying for an exam. If your content looks like a giant wall of text, they will just bounce immediately.
Which is why formatting is so important. Using things like bold or italic text to highlight key points makes the whole thing scannable. When a reader can just glance at it and get the main takeaways from the bolded text, they appreciate that and they're way more likely to stick around.
And all that professionalism can be just, you know, instantly destroyed by carelessness. The source makes a really strong point about proofreading. Typos, grammar mistakes, they are instant credibility killers. Professional delivery shows you respect your reader's time. I mean, if you can't be bothered to run a spell check, why should they trust your big picture analysis?
That brings us to the more strategic side of creating content, you know, balancing the human reader with the search engine, with Google. What does PicCot say about getting that visibility?
This is where you start to layer in that technical finesse. Incorporating relevant keywords is key, but this isn't just guessing. It means doing the research to find what terms your audience is actually searching for. But, and PicCot gives a firm warning here, the audience always comes first. Always. Avoid keyword stuffing. It just irritates the reader and can actually hurt your rankings today.
I like how the material then shifts toward efficiency. One of the biggest time savers is this idea of recycling your old content. Don't just let great posts from a year ago collect digital dust.
It's just smart strategy. You can update them with new insights, fresh data, or just repurpose them completely. Turn a popular post into a video or an infographic or even a short podcast segment like this one.
It keeps the whole library buzzing.
Exactly. It generates new traffic without the heavy lift of creating something from scratch every single time. It reframes old content as a strategic asset.
Okay, so we've built the foundation. We have the niche, the focus, clean writing, and we're being efficient. Now we need to make sure that engine is always running and that people can actually find it.
That leads us perfectly into our second pillar, the strategic rhythm you need to maintain that authority and visibility. Success online is almost entirely about consistency. Pitcott is very clear. You must stick to a posting schedule. Consistency is what builds loyalty.
And this is more than just saying, oh, I'll post every Tuesday. It's about actually operationalizing it. Using a content calendar is a total game changer for keeping that rhythm. And on a bigger level, The Source really emphasizes updating frequently.
Yes, frequent updates are critical for SEO and just as important for giving your loyal readers a reason to come back. But there's a crucial balance here that The Source identifies: quality over quantity.
Always.
A single, deeply researched, well-written post is always going to be 5 shallow updates. Posting often should never be an excuse for bad quality.
And when you combine those two things, consistency and quality, you get to the bigger goal, which is focusing on quantity with quality. The idea isn't just to produce content, it's to build a rich, deep library of it. This signals authority to search engines, but it also means any reader who lands on your site finds multiple things to explore, keeping them engaged longer.
And once that content library is humming along, we have to shift to distribution. How do we make sure we actually own the channel to our audience?
One pro tip the material highlights here is using RSS feeds. It basically lets readers automatically subscribe to your new content. But the real pro move is to combine that with a high-value email newsletter. Email is still the most direct and reliable way to reach your audience, no matter what the algorithms are doing.
That layered approach to distribution fuels the main goal of driving traffic. You just can't rely on one thing anymore. You need a mix of SEO, social media, maybe even paid ads down the line. Relying only on, say, Google to send you traffic is so risky. Diversifying gives you layers of visibility and resilience.
Okay, and this is where it starts to feel like a real business. Once you have traffic, you absolutely must track your blog. You need analytics to see who's visiting, which posts are popular, and where people are coming from.
And this is where a lot of bloggers stop, which is a huge mistake. They look at the daily visitor number and feel good or bad about it. But Pitcott pushes us to go deeper. You need to actively analyze that tracking data. Don't just look at visitor numbers. Dive into metrics like time on page, conversion rates, social shares.
Why is time on page so much more important than just a raw visitor count?
Because it tells you if you're actually satisfying the reader. If a post gets 10,000 views, but the average time on page is 10 seconds, something's wrong, your title might be misleading, or the content was just a mess. By analyzing these deeper metrics, you identify what's really resonating, and you can strategically expand on those themes. That data should guide every single decision you make.
And if you're finding this information valuable and you want to dive even deeper into expert tips and strategies like these, you can visit www.pitcott.com right now for more resources and actionable knowledge. So, we've covered the content engine and the data dashboard. Now let's talk about the heart of it all, the community.
Building on that data, the next pillar is all about human connection. This is what turns a casual reader into a true, loyal follower. And it starts with interacting with your readers.
This is about shifting from a monologue, you know, just publishing content at people, to a real dialogue. You need to respond to comments, answer questions, and encourage conversation.
That interaction is the step that turns readers into advocates for your brand.
And you build on that loyalty by adding value beyond just the blog post. Pitcott suggests things like offering exclusive content, special tips, or freebies, that little insider scoop.
It creates this sense of loyalty and makes people feel like they're part of a special community and not just a faceless audience member.
And that community needs a face. The Source emphasizes that you have to personalize your blog. Share your own stories, your lessons, your experiences within your niche.
Authenticity is the ultimate currency online. It's what connects emotionally and builds trust. If you just sound like a robot aggregating content, people will just scroll right by. They need to know the person behind the advice.
Speaking of things, people scroll right by a giant, intimidating wall of text.
Precisely. Visuals are completely non-negotiable today. The material is so clear on this. You must incorporate visuals, images, infographics, charts, videos. They are not optional extras anymore.
They break up the text for sure, but they do more than that, right?
Oh, absolutely. They enhance engagement, A great infographic can explain a complex idea in seconds and makes the post way more memorable and shareable. Visuals are a fundamental part of that professionalism we talked about earlier.
And when you have great visuals and a strong, authentic personality, that naturally opens the door to expanding your platform.
That's tip 19. Consider multiple platforms. Your written content is your anchor. But you should branch out. Start a social media channel, a YouTube channel, a podcast. Each of those extensions reaches a new and different audience, and it amplifies the authority of your main blog. That's how you go from being just a blogger to an omni-channel authority.
All right, so we've built the content, we've built the audience in the community, we've got visibility across platforms. Now we have to plant that professional flag. That's our final pillar, investment and earning.
The material stresses that there's a point where you really need to invest in your blog. This means upgrading to a personalized domain and getting your own dedicated hosting.
And that investment, it's not just about the tech, it's about credibility, isn't it?
Exactly. Owning your domain, your brand name, .com, adds an immediate layer of control and long-term potential. You're signaling to everyone, readers, partners, advertisers, that you are serious about this. You're planting your flag in your digital space.
And that professionalism carries right over to the look and feel, customizing your blog's appearance.
Design matters so much. A unique look sets you apart. The layout, the colors, the fonts, all of it creates a brand vibe. And that vibe influences how long people stay, how they perceive your authority, and whether they trust you.
Okay, so finally, we get to the goal for so many people, monetization. Pitcott advises that once you're established, you have authority, consistent traffic, a strong community, then you can explore how to monetize your blog.
You can look at ads, affiliate programs for products you actually use and believe in, or sell your own products and services. But the critical advice Pitcott gives here is to maintain a constant, delicate balance. You have to balance making money with delivering value to maintain that trust you worked so hard to build. The value you provide must always, always exceed the sales pitch.
And that is the entire 24-tip roadmap, all synthesized into four powerful pillars. These tips really show that blogging success takes consistency, strategic thinking, creativity, and a really personal touch.
Mm-hmm. At the end of the day, it's about connecting, inspiring, and building a real community that will follow you.
So a final thought for you to consider. We look at how essential visuals and personality are to connection. So with that in mind, how might you evolve your purely written content today to prepare for its inevitable move into other formats like video or live Q&As?
That's a great challenge for your next piece of content.
And if you want to download more actionable knowledge just like this, be sure to visit www.pitcott.com/books to explore the best-selling ebooks on our ebook store.
And if you haven't already, please subscribe to our channel and activate that notification bell so you don't miss our new uploads. Also, remember to press the like button if you love our show. It really helps the recommendation algorithm so other people can find it too.
Thank you for being there with us. Thank you for listening to the Pitcott Podcast. I will leave a link in the description below. You can also visit www.pitcott.com for all the resources we mentioned today.